the fourth floor of RRI Building in Jakarta. Welcome to the breakfast session of Indonesia Today. Good morning from Jakarta, Indonesia, where we're broadcasting various information, updates, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia as this is Indonesia Today with me, Rahma, on the mic on the wonderful Wednesday, June 11, 2025. So we're going to begin our program as always with Newsline. So stay tuned on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto paid special attention to preserving Raja Ampat, Southwest Papua, as protected national park and a world-renowned underwater tourism destination. Indonesian Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Bahlil Lahadalia made the statement. As a result, the president has decided that the government will revoke 4 mining permits in Raja Ampat, with one of the reasons being the protection of its ecological integrity. Indonesian national football team suffered a defeat when facing Japan in the last match of Group C of the 2026 World Cup qualifiers in the Asian zone. The Garuda squad lost 0-6 at Suwita City Stadium, Osaka, Tuesday evening Western Indonesia time. This result didn't change the position of the two teams in the Group C standings. Indonesia is still sitting in sixth position with 12 points, while Japan is firmly at the top of the standings with 23 points. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. semangat. Kami kuat, kami hebat. Lawan lewat kami sikat. Kami kuat, kami hebat. Ayo semangat. Kami kuat, kami hebat. Main sehat tanpa obat. Kami kuat, kami hebat. Ayo semangat.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song by Fidi Aldiano. Oxavia Aldiano, also known as Fidi Aldiano, born March 29, 1990, is an Indonesian singer-songwriter. Now Fidi Aldiano used the stage name Fidi, releasing a new song titled Senyumin Dulu Aja or Just Smile. In the creative process of the song, Fidi collaborates with a new music group from Bandung, West Java, Tadi. This music group consists of Fatan Garna and Adi Handoyo, who help in writing and production. This collaboration is realized thanks to an introduction from Indonesian musician Isyana Sarasvati, the owner of the record label that houses Tadi. Not only that, Fidi also invites Isyana as a backing vocal on the song. The song describes Fidi's personal side in dealing with anxiety and bad days. The song has been released and available on all digital streaming platforms since October 25, 2024. The music video for this song was also released on the same day, marking Fidi's first step back into the music industry. Well, listener, here is the latest single by Fidi Aldiano entitled Senyumin Dulu Aja. Enjoy!
Bagai disandra, deadline di muka, cemas meraja, sesaknya di dada. Banyak problema, seperti tanda tua. Tak berdaya, akan tak mereda. Ada kalanya merenung lagi manja, harus bisa terima tak semua dalam kuasa. Ingin hidup yang senang-senang aja, tenang-tenang aja, walau tak selalu indah. Jangan ragu untuk melangkah, senyumin dulu aja. Lupakan sejenak rasa, beri ruang.
Senang-senang aja, tenang-tenang aja.
Fidi Aldiano on today's music corner with one of his latest singles, Senyumin Dulu Aja or Just Smile. What positive words, good words to start the day on Wednesday, June 11, 2025. No matter what's happening in our life, well, of course, we might be feeling sad or feeling in sorrow because of certain things, bad events in our life. But hopefully after that, we can just smile and keep moving forward for a brighter life. Just like the Indonesian national football team, despite the defeat last night on Tuesday evening against Japan 0-6, hopefully in the next round, which is round 4, against the Middle Eastern countries like Iraq, then Qatar, will be performing better, and last night's match could be a very precious lesson for the Indonesian national football team. And despite the defeat, despite what is happening in our life, hopefully today will be a good day and supported with good weather as well, finger crossed. And what about the weather here in Indonesia on Wednesday, June 11? Let's take a look at the weather forecast taken from the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency. June 11, 2025 will be a gloomy day mostly here in Indonesia, just like in Banda Aceh and then also Serang, Banten, and including in Jakarta, in central Jakarta precisely, then Jambi, Surabaya, Pontianak, then we also have Pangkal Pinang, Tanjung Pinang will be mostly gloomy. But there will be also a rainy day, the light one in Denpasar, for instance, in the morning. In Yogyakarta, in the afternoon, Bandung, Semarang will expect a rainy day as well. Then another rainy day predicted in Banjarbaru, Palangkaraya, and Samarinda. What about in the eastern part of Indonesia, like Jayawijaya, Jayapura, Sorong, Nabire, Manokwari, and Ambon will be both cloudy and rainy. And now we go to the other cities, namely Palembang, Padang, Bandar Lampung, Pekanbaru, Mataram, Kupang, will be mostly covered by cloud, while rain will be pouring the cities of Manado, Palu, Makassar, and Kediri, but in the afternoon only. While Mamuju will be rainy all day long, with temperatures ranging from 11 to 30 degrees Celsius. Well, that's today's weather forecast here in Indonesia. Make sure you keep bringing along the umbrella, raincoat, any equipment, accessories to protect you from soaking wet. And of course, applying sunscreen is also a must despite the gloomy day. Well, there is a lot more when we return, including updates, information from Indonesia, and of course we also have feature and filler that will broaden your insight about Indonesia, Indonesian art, culture, tradition, custom, food, and so forth. So do stay tuned only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And remember what Mocha, Indonesian music group, and David Bayu says in their song that we have to stay happy.
Filled with worries, and don't be afraid. When things go wrong, just be strong.
When things seem up in the air and everything is so unfair, and you stumble and fall, just pick yourself up and see. Don't you give up, keep your chin up and be happy. Just a ball of cherries. Sometimes it is sweeter filled with worries. Don't be afraid. When things go wrong, just be strong.
When things seem up in the air and everything is so unfair, and you stumble and fall, and just pick yourself up and sing. And don't you give up.
Well, keep your chin up.
And don't you give up.
Well, keep your chin up.
And keep your chin up.
Think it's time to leave, 'cause
I've been searching for something new. Cross that ocean, forget this view. Just trying to be honest, I got no time to lose. So I've been searching for something new.
Taste your practice makes perfect, but I don't know if we're calls. Believing and learning, we gotta find what we want. Too bad I thought we could have had it all. Keep waiting for something.
Stuff I've had enough of, always running round to please ya. I'm giving up, this isn't love. Honestly, think it's time to leave, 'cause
I've been searching for something new. Cross that ocean, or give this view. Just trying to be honest, I got no time to lose. So I've been searching for something new.
Something new.
Something, something.
Something, something.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Well, helpful, plastic can also be devastating to nature. So how's the impact of plastic waste to the marine environment? What should we do? Here is an explanation and recommendation by Associate Program Officer in Plastic Pollution and Marine Litter of COPC Secretariat, Anna Kumarasamy.
Yeah, so plastic pollution impacts ecosystems on a massive scale. In COPC, we specifically work on protecting and sustainably developing the marine environment. We also focus on some of the most vulnerable habitats, including coral reefs and mangroves. Mm-hmm. We also more broadly know that plastics can be ingested by mammals, fish, birds, both by having toxic and mechanical effects. So we have all seen pictures of kind of turtles with straws in their nose or plastic can connectors restricting animal movements. Mm-hmm. So these are just some ways that plastics are impacting the environment. But as you mentioned, like, these are happening also on many different scales. Yeah, so I think we really need to move towards a circular economy approach. So mm-hmm. looking at the whole cycle, a life cycle of plastic. What this means is looking at product design, production, how we use plastics, and how we dispose of plastics in a way that really does not harm the environment. So that means looking at all of these different stages and how we can reduce plastic entering the environment in different ways.
You can listen to the full conversation on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for joining us, Voice of Indonesia, with the program Indonesia Today. Listeners, Indonesian Public Works Ministry has completed the construction of a Paralympic training center in Karanganyar District, Central Java, to support the development of competitive athletes with disabilities. According to Indonesian Public Works Minister Dodi Hanggodo on Tuesday, the development of this Paralympic training center is expected to help Indonesian para athletes hone their skills in a more optimal and structured way. He's convinced that Indonesia has great potential to produce talented para athletes. The training center itself, located in the Lingan village at the foot of Mount Lawu, the facility was constructed between December 2023 and December 2024 using about 421 billion rupiah, or about $26 million from the state budget. The sports complex spans 80,262 square meters, with a building coverage totaling around 34,000 square meters. The training center is also equipped with a main swimming pool, warm-up and recovery pools, and facilities dedicated to boccia, shooting, table tennis, wheelchair table tennis, badminton, weightlifting, and blind judo. Additionally, the sports hub encompasses a football field, tracks for long jump and high jump, a shot put area, and multi-purpose room. Besides, there also planned the second phase of development, which will focus on building an additional sports arena building and dormitory to expand capacity and serve more sports. Well, with the development of Paralympic Training Center, it shows that Indonesian government pays attention to the great potential to produce talented para-athletes.
Cinta dan kau hadir merubah rasa yang ada. Ku berpura-pura biasa saat tak temukan, padahal tak bisa. Anehnya mencinta bertemu.
Kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop, and some others sell it in a mobile grobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food, and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Here is keyword of the day. Evil wins when good people do nothing. A quote by General Sudirman. General Sudirman is an Indonesian national hero and the first commander of the National Army. He never gave up and was always ready to sacrifice himself. He was courageous, had great discipline, always fought for the right thing, and was a great role model. General Sudirman is known as a very responsible leader.
I just wanna be myself. You don't love me the way I love you. Too bad to say it's sad, but it's true. Baby, won't you let me know? Did you see her when you're looking at me? I'm not her shadow no more. So look at you now, I take a bow. Thanks for all the lessons learned. Showing me how we wouldn't know. Play with fire, you get burned. It's not that I don't care, but there's loss beyond repair. So look at me now, I'm better on my own. Someday maybe we can work it out. If you really want to figure what it's all about. But you don't love me the way I love you. Too bad to say it's sad, but it's true. Baby, won't you let me know? Oh, did you see her when you looking at me?
There's love beyond repair. So look at me now, yeah, I'm me like you do. All the things that I could add up to. I never knew just what a smile was worth, but your eyes say everything without a single word. 'Cause there's something in the way you look at me. It's as if my heart knows you're the missing piece. You make me believe that there's nothing in this world I can be. I never know what you see, but there's something in the way you look at me. If I freeze a moment in my mind, it'll be the second that you touch your lips to mine. I'd like to stop the clock, make time stand still. 'Cause maybe this is just the way I always wanna feel. 'Cause there's something in the way you look at me. It's as if my heart knows you're the missing piece. You make me believe that there's nothing in this world I can be. I never know. But there's something in the way you look at me. I don't know how or why I feel differently. Your eyes, all I know is it happens every time. Every
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry, the average Indonesian produces around 0.7 kilograms of waste per day. Almost 10 million people live in Jakarta. That's a whole lot of waste. Bantar Gebang is 40 kilometers west of Jakarta. It's Indonesia's largest landfill. They process around 8,000 tons of rubbish every day. Around 18,000 families call it home. According to locals, some scavengers take 15 to 20 paracetamol at a time. Grueling days are spent picking through decaying food scraps and glistening coloured plastics. Most make less than $10 per day. On the 30th of January 2019, Reza Bonard spoke to a room full of professionals, diplomats and journalists on the 42nd floor of Jakarta's World Trade Center. The event was held by the Professional Women's Group from the British Chamber of Commerce, Indonesia. At the front of the room, standing about 5 foot tall, she spoke clearly and confidently in English, her second language. It was strong enough to be well understood, but flawed enough to hold strong Indonesian character.
Okay, my name is Reza. I grew up in Bantar Gebang. People call me Princess of the Dam. I'm not a princess. I don't have bracelet. I don't have a crown. So I'm just Reza from Bantar Gebang. The best dam ever. This is how we call our program, our project in Bantar Gebang.
Reza is from West Sumatra. Her family moved to Bantar Gebang when she was just a little girl. They watched it transform from rice paddies to wasteland. Reza's 18-year-old sister, Ian, told me the hardest part about being from Bantar Gebang is the way that people treat you. Reza told me why her parents decided to move to the area.
Oh, my home, like you can see, like the truck is queuing for hours just to load the rubbish. Before, 24 years ago, it was the beautiful rice field. So in front of my home and beside my home. The reason why my parents bought this land, because my parents wants me to experience to live nearby the rice field.
Reza Bonard was picked on in school. Her shoes smelt like cat poo. Despite hardship, she was able to receive a university education in Depok.
I was lucky. I got my foster parent from the UK, so I got scholarship to study in the university. Otherwise, I couldn't speak in front of you today because I don't know anything about English, how to say. Even my English is broken, but I'm very confident to speak in front of you.
Reza has since enjoyed a fruitful career in technology and she's an activist. She's passionate about women, children and education in Indonesia. That's why she founded BGBG, an activity centre cross hostel. The name directly translates to Seeds of Bantar Gebang. She's giving back to her community.
If people are like, why you claim Bantar Gebang as the best dump ever? Because we say, like, if people call these places like nasty, disgusting, stinky. Me, the one who grew up in Bantar Gebang, I said, this is the best place, the best dump. Because I can grow up here, I met my foster parent in Bantar Gebang because of my broken English. And then we have BGBG, the place to motivate the children to never scare, to dream high.
BGBG describes itself as a hostel and hub, or the kingdom of Bantar Gebang. Foreigners and Indonesians stay at the dump and volunteer. Carpenters build facilities and students teach English.
Send your waste to Bantar Gebang, your rubbish to Bantar Gebang. So come to Bantar Gebang and clean it.
Reza says all of the children from BGBG are like her brothers and sisters, but she also has one biological sister.
I told the children many times, if you have problem at school, no matter public or private, I will come to talk to the principal. Because happened to my sister Ian before, she has no birth certificate, elementary school. I went to the school, talked to principal. This girl lived with me. I'm the one who pay for her school. And she has no birth certificate, but she needs education. And I want her in the best school. And then the principal said to me, yeah, but we need birth certificate. I said, with or without birth certificate, she needs education.
Now, Reza's sister Ian studies international relations at the Institute of Social and Political Science in Jakarta. Every weekend, she travels by train and motorbike rideshare to Bantar Gebang. She helps teach English classes during the weekend. I asked her how she feels about coming from Bantar Gebang.
I'm happy for like when I'm grow up and then I like we have like sister Reza who tell us about like it doesn't matter where we're from. If we do work hard and then we believe that we can, we can make it, because like in BGBG they always tell it's not about money, it's about like you treat other people nicer.
If you're interested in volunteering and visiting the dump, or to contribute something to the BGBG project, you can find out more at bgbg.org. But if you do go and visit, please don't hold your nose, because to Ian and Reza, it's the best dump in the world.
Listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Entah sudah salah sayang keberapa, masih saja kau ada lekat di kepala. Hari ini janji, esok pasti lupa. Tetapi hati tak tepati tanpa ragu di pipi. Biar sadar dan ku mengerti, hujan samarkan derasnya, tutup air mata, temani kecewa ku yang telah lama. Berdosa kaku berdoa, minta kau terluka dan tinggalkan dirinya. Hari ini janji, esok mesti lupa. Tetapi hati tak tepati tanpa ragu di pipi. Biar sadar dan ku mengerti, hujan samarkan derasnya, tutup air mata, temani kecewa ku yang telah lama. Berdosa kaku berdoa, minta kau terluka dan tinggalkan dirinya. Oh, oh, oh.
berupaya. Kecewaku yang telah lama, berdosakah ku berdoa? Minta kau terluka dan tinggalkan dirinya. Hujan samarkan derasnya, tutup air mata. 3 tahun tak terasa, pasti kau yang ada. Sebenarnya tanpa ragu di pipi, sadarkan kau aku takkan terjadi.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Jakarta entitled Mars Betawi. The song Mars Betawi was composed by Kojek, a Betawi musician who often combines hip-hop and gambang kromong, Betawi's typical music. The song is a tribute to Benyamin Sueb, a legendary Betawi or native Jakarta artist. In addition, the song with Betawi dialect lyrics tells the story of the great Betawi artist who was successful as a singer and movie star. The song Mars Betawi also advises the younger generation to continue preserving Betawi culture, because the late Benyamin Sueb had done during his lifetime. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Mars Betawi by Kojek. Happy listening!
Benyamin SMA udah kagak ada, tapi kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati, lestari sampai luar negeri.
Muke kampung rezeki kote, lahirnya di pusat kota Jakarta. 5 Maret 39 berojolnya di Kemayoran. Anak bontot banyak saudare, hobinya emang demen bercande. Dari kecil usil dan jahil, tapi orangnya emang terampil. Jadi penyanyi gambang, pemain film, semua dilakonin biar budaya Betawi didemenin.
Emang budaya kagak ade, tapi kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati, lestari ampe luar negeri.
Dari nulis lagu jadi pemain film, terkenal gak belagu, tetap orangnya kalem. Dapat 2 piala citra, penghargaan luar biasa. Lagu-lagunya banyak, udah pasti enak-enak. Hujan gerimis aja, jambang dan si pitung, ampe nangke lande, biang kerok yang beruntung. Jadi babenya sidul, cita-citanya bisa nyampe. Ayo Betawi ngumpul, yuk terusin perjuangannya.
SMA udah kagak ada, tapi kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati, lestari ampe luar negeri.
Makan kue-kuenya onde-onde, rame-rame sambil ngegarasin bete. Dari nyang tua ampe nyang muda, nyok same-same lestarin budaya kita ya. Jangan ampe kaget.
Benyamin